Jamestown Public Schools Superintendent explains weather decisions for district. Jamestown Tourism unveils new promotional video. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Time and time again, winter has bested area schools and activities, forcing them to postpone, delay, and even cancel. Jamestown Public School District has already had to make weather decisions several times this year. Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck says at times, these choices can be challenging.
It's a pretty challenging process. And, you know, we look at things, different factors, snow, wind, ice, snowpack, impact, you know, on visibility, all have to go into that decision making. But it isn't the same from year to year.
Jamestown Public Schools are required to have 962 and a half hours for elementary students in total and 1,050 for secondary. This was done at the state level to allow more flexibility in school schedules, including professional development for staff, inclement weather, and emergencies. Read more online at newsdakota.com. Jamestown Tourism has unveiled a new promo video at its annual meeting. The 2.5 movie short is part of a series being created to help showcase the unique nature of the Jamestown community. Additional videos are currently being developed to showcase the many niche interests of travelers. The project will grow Jamestown's digital presence and allow visitors to learn more. You can find a video to the link online at newsdakota.com. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, involves recurring episodes of depression or symptoms of anxiety, mainly related to seasonal patterns, and is most common in the wintertime. Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack, MD with Sanford Health and Oaks, says about 10 to 15% of the population is affected by SAD.
Seeking help is really important. Going to see one's primary care physician or primary care provider is really important. But with seasonal affective disorder, there is actually good evidence to support the use of light boxes, which people then can utilize during the times of the year when they're most affected by this.
That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.